Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums, with another Memphis Moment. In August of 1870, the brutal murder of Colonel Thomas Dickens was reported in the Memphis Avalanche. According to the article, Colonel Dickens, returning to his farm near Raleigh, was, quote, waylaid by some fiend and his life destroyed in daylight on a public road. The assassin had ambushed the victim and fired both barrels of a shotgun into his body from close range. Colonel Dickens had recently been acquitted of the murder of Wade Bolton, his former partner in the slave trade, and everyone assumed that the two crimes were related. A bitter feud between the men started over money that Bolton had taken from their company to pay for his defense in yet another murder trial. Relatives and associates took sides, and according to the newspaper, there followed, quote, a terrible catalog of crimes linked to the Bolton and Dickens families. The community had been terrorized by the feud and thought it might be over when Dickens killed Bolton the year before. But the dispute took one last victim. The article ended on this hopeful note: with the murder of Colonel Dickens, it surely ought to end. To learn more about all of our region's history, visit us at the Pink Palace Family of Museums, or on Facebook or at memphismuseums.org.